you want, just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 800-259-9231. And tonight it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
As we're launching here into the third hour, we'll take your calls about anything. We'll open things up with Dan in Pennsylvania on the AMP line. Dan, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, well, I was calling to talk about agorism, but actually what you, the email that you were reading sort of touched on something that happened to me recently that's kind of pertinent.
Sure.
Went to visit my mom's family in Tennessee, which is right in the middle of Southern Baptist country. And needless to say, it's July 4th, middle of, you know, conservative Christian Bible Belt. It was... Well, not like church like I'm used to. It was, let's say, praising the United States government, worshiping the flag, you know.
Thou shalt not put idols before me.
I wanted to stand up and yell that.
Yeah.
And, like, my brother is a voluntarist, so obviously he felt the same way I did. But my parents, who are, you know, they're sort of a little bit to the right of Ron Paul, I'd say. Even they were shocked about it. I mean, it was just disgusting.
Yeah.
I mean, as a Christian, I got to say, I was just totally offended by it. And it's stuff like that that leads me to say that I agree with you more than the people who call and write in talking about how you guys are always making fun of religion, because most of your specific criticisms about the Christian church, if not the faith itself, I agree with.
It's good to hear, and that's where a lot of my critiques come from, not just from my own personal experience, but from listening to people like you that call yourself a Christian, call in and rail against many of the other people that also call themselves Christians. I think you have a real strong position that you're coming from.
Yeah, and one of the things in particular that I would like to point out to my fellow Christians is, where in the world do they get this idea that, you know, the Bible says thou shalt not kill, it actually means thou shalt not murder. So, you know, self-defense is left open. But where did they get this idea that, you know, by killing random brown people in another country that you're defending yourself? I mean, everyone, you know, subscribes to collectivism, except for, I think, you know, those of the libertarian persuasion. But in the Christian, in Western Christianity anyway, it's not so much true in the East, but in Western Christianity, it's like, you know, the nationalist collectivism is omnipresent.
Yeah, rampant.
Yeah, I don't know how to deal with it anymore because it's just so frustrating.
Yeah, I'd say leave the church. Just tell them that you're not happy with what they're saying and that you're not going to support them anymore and leave. And you can be a Christian without going to a church, can't you?
Yeah, that's true. Well, thankfully, the church that I attend isn't like that. My pastor doesn't talk politics, but I gather that he is basically libertarian, if not, you know, as consistent as, you know, voluntarist. So that it's at least bearable. But I'm actually writing a book called Christ and Liberty, in which I basically call the state a false god. And I expect that when I publish it, I won't find many friends in the church as an organization.
You should consider Quakerism.
I think that I am sort of a Quaker, but there are things in some of the mainstream denominations that I like, and I do like you know, attending worship that's more mainstream. But
like
when it comes to
hymns and
doctrine,
stuff like that, you like the hymns?
Yeah, the hymns. Some things a little more contemporary. I just find that very, you know, energizing spiritually.
Hey, man, whatever floats your boat. I would say that if you are somebody, and you say you aren't, but if somebody's listening and they're going to one of these churches that is a very state-oriented church, a very nationalistic church, that you try not to change the church from the inside, it would seem to make the most sense to just say, look, I'm not going to put up with this anymore, and go strike out on your own. Start your own church, if that's what it takes. Start a church of liberty where you've got whatever the religion you've got, and you try to recruit people and talk about the ideals talk about Jesus' life from a pro-freedom perspective, and it sounds like you're well on your way to at least coming up with a book that does that.
There are a fair number. It's not a new idea. There are a fair number of people who are Christian who see the state as a type of idolatry, which is one of the most blasphemous things you can do from the perspective of the Christian religion. So,
any other thoughts tonight, Dan?
Yeah, well, I think I might just start a church like that when I move up to New Hampshire in a few years.
I say go for it. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it, and good luck with the book. 800-259-9231 to Glenn in New York. Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Yeah, hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Glenn?
I'd like to say, you know, I really disdain the use of the term organized religion.
All right.
Because I think it's kind of a misnomer, because if you try to imagine the contrary, I don't think it really exists. How could a religion not be organized when all religions are some set of organized beliefs or ritualistic practices?
I don't know if that's the exact definition of religion. Maybe you mean like group religion? Because you can be very religious without having any... You can be religious on your own without having
any... Are you sure about that?
I think so. I think you can be religious on your own without having some sort of structure or organization or group to belong to.
I don't think that would be a religion.
Yeah, well, to be religious, to...
You can say you're spiritual, but a religion is an organizing principle, organized principles of beliefs or a set of ritualistic practices. That's what a religion is. So it's like saying the Department of Redundancy Department. It's very redundant, and it's a misnomer.
Well,
and I know people have been using it for years. I've heard Jesse Ventura say it. I hear all sorts of people. And it's just stupid to say organized religion. It's a religion.
Well, a set of beliefs concerning the cause, nature, and purpose of the universe, especially when considered as the creation of a superhuman agency or agencies, usually involving devotional and ritual observances, and often containing a moral code governing the conduct of human affairs, but not necessarily. So you could have a set of beliefs concerning the cause, nature, and purpose of the universe, and you would have a religion based on that particular definition. That, to me,
which
doesn't
is what
suggest...
organizes it.
That's
can you imagine a group of people like who don't practice the same, who all have their own specific set of things they're doing? And I mean, it wouldn't be a religion in that case.
Well,
I mean, even the people who believe in Christ loosely and kind of are scattered, at least they all believe in Christ. They have an organizing principle.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's... I think you're stretching on that one, personally. I mean, I see where you're coming from, but when I think of organized religion, I think of a church, a location that people go to worship together in whatever way that that they say is appropriate.
In actual practice, I just know of a number of people who have not found a place where they fit in some sort of group religion, and yet they have very intense religious beliefs personally, and so I think it's... In actual practice, I don't know that that flies. There's just too many examples of people who are very individualistic in their religion.
You know, I think it's one of these silly technocratic terms that has no that's overdoing it, that has no real basis. I mean, you know, what you're describing exists, sure, but then to say like to separate organized religion from something else. I mean, a religion's a religion. It's just really silly.
What you're separating is how people choose to go about their religion. Some people choose to go into an organization of a church or something like that and proceed in that direction. Some people choose to go off in an individual direction and set their own beliefs based on their own research and their own life experiences. Both are religious. One of them seems far more organized than another. In the same way that they call organized crime instead of just a criminal.
Yeah, a criminal who comes in, an opportunistic criminal who mugs someone because they're alone at night and is maybe a loner versus organized crime, which is... You know, like
how
the mafia or something, or government.
How about a different term for the person who has a who's non-affiliated?
Come up with one.
You can if you want, but I think most people understand what is meant when you say organized religion. You know,
yeah,
and,
talk about
and there
semantics.
It's a distinction that matters because organized religion, in the sense that we've just described it as a, you know, that is. And it's a great. No. It's very analogous to government structures, and a lot.
It doesn't make sense. Give me an example of unorganized religion. It doesn't make any sense.
Unorganized
I
religion.
I just described it to you. I described you. There are individuals out there who have religious views,
right?
They're very strong religious views and faith that do not fit into a particular organized structure of people who are practicing religion together.
Right. We're talking about an external organization. You could say, well, you've got your thoughts organized, so therefore you've got an organized religion. I'm talking about an external organization with, you know, church elders and all of that.
It's a
stuff.
Structure that's very similar to statism.
Yes.
It's very analogous, in fact. And there's indoctrination.
We'll argue over all kinds of useless crap.
If there's still a
hang on.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. That is the website. All of the features are free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. The features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what it's all about. Shrine.freetalklive.com. I had meant to put Glenn on hold a few moments ago, and I don't know if I accidentally hit the drop button. So, Glenn, if I hung up on you, I apologize. you're certainly welcome to call back. I could have sworn I pressed hold. Maybe he dropped off. Anyway, he's not there. He was the guy that was arguing with us over the definition of organized religion. He believes that the term organized religion is essentially as repetitious in that he believes that all religion is inherently organized. And you and I were kind of working to argue against that point. In that I think that an individual can have a religion without necessarily having to engage in an institutional sort of structure. In fact, if you go and dig into the definition, look at dictionary.com and type in organized religion, there isn't a definition, and it says it's an institution to express belief in a divine power. So you can have a religion without being involved in an institution.
And absolutely. And I think that, you know, I actually, this is a battle I usually choose not to have, because I don't really, until they try to impose their beliefs on me in some way, I don't care what someone believes.
Yeah.
And usually it's statism when people impose their beliefs on you, but I know a lot of statism is fueled by people who want to impose their religious views on someone. If it's not directly their religion, maybe tenets of their religion, whether it has to do with what sort of sexual practices you engage in, mm-hmm. or how much charity you engage in and things like that, they try to impose it on you through statism. And they've got their beliefs that are very deeply true to them because of their religious indoctrination. And, you know, I've pointed out it's such an excellent analogy for statism, because an organized religion specifically, because it's something, whether or not it's true or not, this is something I brought up. Your religion can be absolutely 100% correct, but still you were indoctrinated into it from a very early age before you had time to analyze it, before you even had the right sort of mindset to sure. critically analyze a certain belief system. And so in an organized religion, as we've been calling it, you are essentially indoctrinated into it from an early age, and that's essentially why you believe in it, whether or not it's actually true or not.
Let's go to your phone calls. Rich is on the line in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rich.
Well, hello, gang.
Hey, Rich. What's on your mind tonight?
I have a perspective that I rarely hear, but I learned it from I don't know what you call him, a teacher of sorts of the Essene faith.
The Essene faith? Can you spell that?
Yeah, Essene. E-S-S-E-N-E.
Okay.
Yeah, this is an ancient sect of Judaism. But anyway, he described the word religion as coming from the word re, which would be anew or again. Right, well, like we find in so many words,
mm-hmm.
and the ligare is a Latin word which means is the same root from which we get ligament, and a ligament does what? It connects like bone to bone.
Yeah, it does say here in the dictionary.com the origin of religion is conscientiousness, piety, also religare, to tie, to fasten, to bind, to tie.
Right, to bind, to tie, a connection. In order to bind or tie, you've got to have some kind of connection.
Mm-hmm.
So the way he described it, and it makes perfect sense to me, is that religion is a reconnection to the source. Well, you don't need to join any church. You don't need to join what you and I would call an organized religion
right.
in order to do that. All you have to do is decide in your heart that you want to reconnect with the creator, with the source, and do seeking on your own. You don't need to be part of any sort of organized religion.
Absolutely.
In order to do that.
That's how I feel about it. I'm with you. Anything else on your mind?
At the moment, nope, that's it.
Well said, Rich. Thank you for the insight. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Let's continue with Josh in Colorado. Josh, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Josh?
I just wanted to throw into your discussion about organized religion, Discordianism.
What is that?
Discordianism, belief that everything is in discord, and basically all the people that believe in it just believe in different things.
Okay. Everything is in discord as opposed to everything in harmony? Is that where it's coming? Where are you coming from?
Well, just Discordians supposedly pray to the goddess Eris, the goddess of discord, and about the only thing they believe in altogether is that they believe different things. It's completely disorganized.
So, and they're calling themselves a religion?
Yeah, it's been around for, I don't know, 60 years or so, I guess.
Is it kind of like a joke religion, sort of like the Church of the, what is it? The
Flying Spaghetti Monster?
Yeah, well, it's just Flying Spaghetti Monster, but there's also the one with the guy that's smoking the pipe. What is that? The Church of the Subgenius, that's what that is.
Oh,
is
that like that? Yeah,
that's kind of related to Discordianism, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They consider themselves a religion, though.
Okay, thanks for throwing that out there. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Anybody can consider themselves a religion, I guess. Let's continue here and go unscreened to the amp line. Who's this? You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, it's Matt from Illinois.
Hey, Matt, what's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to throw out a religion that would not be considered an organized religion by most people, which would be Wiccans.
Okay, so there is no organization to join. There's no hierarchy. No institution?
Not necessarily. I mean, there is if you want, but most Wiccans are practicing on their own.
Mm-hmm.
They buy the books. They study the old, what do you call it, rituals and things like that, and they perform them on their own.
But if you were to join a coven, then you'd be an organized Wiccan.
Then you would be an organized Wiccan, exactly.
Right. Or a Grove.
But most,
if you have more than...
Like the lone wolf thing, most Wiccans that I know personally do not belong to any church, do not belong to any group. They study the old ways, the old rituals and spells and things like that, and they work them on their own.
And that's
decentralized. I think that might be a good way to put it. This is a centralized religion as opposed to decentralized religion.
And if you have more than 13 people, it's not a coven, it's a grove.
Is that right?
Which is more organized,
You know a little bit more about it than I do.
I studied it for a short time. I actually had a friend that talked me into coming to some Wiccan classes with him.
What's the higher up? I mean, is there, like, if you're in a coven?
Well, they
or
do
a grove,
have priests and priestesses.
Do they? Okay.
But
high priest?
It's not so much, it's not really quite a hierarchy. They're not really very hierarchical. Even the priest and priestess, they're just people performing a certain role.
That's the way it is with the Quakers. When the Quakers get together, somebody obviously has to pay the rent for the room or whatever, but there's nobody that's necessarily in charge, so to speak. So
right.
I guess that would be kind of a midpoint between having an organized religion or an institution and just a meeting of friends, which is what the Quakers do.
They're all different. I mean, there's different factions of it, just like everything else.
Thanks, Matt, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Economy have you down? Scared you might lose your job? Worried how you will provide for your family? Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse, but there is hope. Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. The features include updates. You get signed up. We will keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. The war on drugs continues to become more insane as time goes on, and it's not just happening here in the United States. There's a war on drugs all over the world in most places. I don't know if they call it the war on drugs in their countries, but in the UK, it's definitely going on, and in a way that is incredibly frightening and dangerous. We'll give you the story on that here in a moment, on what some of the UK cops have been accused of doing to a marijuana suspect, or at least more than one marijuana suspect, to extract information from them. We'll get to that, but first, your calls. Ilya in New York, you're on Free Talk Live. Ilya.
Oh, hi, Ian. How are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
We spoke through YouTube, and you saw my video called Parking Tickets Exposed.
Yeah, yeah. Why don't you recap for our listeners?
Yeah, you guys in. So
what were you doing in that video? What were you doing for our, can you explain to our listeners what in that video you were doing? Because obviously I've seen it, but they probably haven't.
Okay, so pretty much in the video I explained this. On the parking notice, it pretty much literally says it's a parking notice and that they need to receive a response within 30 days. And that's the only obligation that was created upon me. So what I do is I send these guys a letter saying that you guys apparently placed this notice on my car. I'm responding to your notice, and I hope that you notice by my notice that I don't want any judicial intervention. I want to administrate this matter as, you know, I don't see any obligation that I have to pay every notice that gets put on my car. Like, for example, if I gave you a notice, oh, give me $65, you'd be like, for what? So that's exactly my point.
Yeah, I would say, who the hell are you?
Yeah, exactly my point. So I pretty much clarifying there, I don't want this to be an accounting mistake that, you know, I'm paying a bill that I'm not supposed to, which I'm not obligated to. So I send them these letters, and what they have is this thing called the administrative law judges. Eventually, they send you a letter saying that, oh, giving you another offer to pay a lower amount. Then, after a while, somebody, I guess, reads it and sends you something called a decision in order. They pretty much say that, oh, on the merits of what this guy said, we still find you guilty, you still owe us this money. So the end to my saga today, really, I was coming out of the grocery store.
So let me see, hold on, before you get to the end of the story, let me see if I've understood you correctly, if I can recap, basically. What you've done is something similar to what I've done here in Keene, New Hampshire. About a year ago, I received a parking ticket for being in a meter for too long without paying or something like that. And so I wrote them a letter back basically saying, I'd be happy to pay this as long as you can show me the proof of obligation that you know, proves that I'm obligated to pay for these parking tickets. They what they did was somebody paid the ticket, because they wrote me a letter back like a month and a half later. They wrote me back saying that, well, thanks for paying your ticket so promptly. I had not paid the ticket, so I don't know who went in there and paid it for me, but I was concerned that maybe since I'd put the ticket number online, that somebody just took that number and went in and paid it for me. Or I thought maybe they marked it as paid just to not have to deal with this stuff at that point. And so I figured, okay, well, great, I'll try that again next time it happens. And so it happened again. This time it was an overnight parking fine of like $15. And I wrote them back and I said, again, I'll happily pay this as soon as you provide me a proof of obligation to obey your ordinances. And this time they wrote me back and they said, well, we're not going to waive this. We're not going to answer your questions either, because I asked them for not only proof of obligation, but I also asked them some questions in general. And they just basically said, well, we know what you believe, we're not going to answer your questions. And that's where they left it. I'm sure the parking fine has gone up to whatever the total amount is that they can charge at this point, because I haven't paid it. But you know, clearly they don't care about the fact that you write letters to them. They're not going to waive this in any way, shape, or form. At least that's the way it seems to me. I love the idea of approaching them in this way and basically saying, well, you're making this demand of me to pay you for a service that you've rendered that I didn't ask you for. And if I did ask you for it, show me the proof. If I did indeed ask for it and hired you to provide me with this service, then of course I'll pay the bill. And that's kind of the position you're coming from, right?
That's exactly my point. Like, you know, just because somebody gives you some sort of notice doesn't mean you have to pay everything. You know,
but has it ever worked? I mean, how many times have you done it?
It hasn't worked for me, though. Pretty much they always, you know, decided against me. You know, it hasn't worked for me, not in New York over here.
No.
I guess administrative law differs from, like, common law and things like that, you know.
Well, here's the thing. From my observation, I do want to hear the rest of your story, but from my observation, it doesn't matter what the law says. Like, I've tried this stuff. I've tried doing, you know, the all capital letters thing, and I've tried doing not consenting, because it says in the New Hampshire Constitution right there at the top that all government of good is by the consent of the governed. Maybe they're a government of evil, so therefore it's not consent. But it's all government of right is by consent. And so I've tried to make it clear that I don't consent. They don't care. They'll put me in a jail cell anyway. And it doesn't matter if you can nail them down to their own laws, as we did yesterday, when some of the activists went into the government office buildings. They were told they couldn't photograph the court records, even though their own rules and their own right-to-know law says that you can photograph those records. So they don't even care what the law says. It doesn't matter what kind of paperwork you file. They'll do whatever it is they feel like doing. So what happened to the rest of your story?
So with the rest of my story, so I kind of stopped paying parking tickets kind of last year. I'm like realizing, oh, you know, I don't have any obligations to any of these government people.
Mm-hmm.
So my saga really ends today. I was coming out of the grocery store, my hands full of groceries completely, and here these guys are, and towing away my car.
Oh, man.
I was literally parked outside at a meter. I even paid for the meter. I have my inspection up to date. The registration is not expired yet. Everything is fine, but I come outside, and here these government people are just taking my car away.
Yeah, they don't have to answer your questions. They don't have to provide you with proof. They've got men with guns. They've got a guy that runs a tow company. They'll do whatever it is the hell they want to do. And that's why I think that... Yes, sir, go ahead.
Well, I'm wondering how they found these things. I saw these cameras that they put on the cop cars nowadays
mm-hmm.
that are linked to a computer that photograph every license plate and run it against a database for things like, you know, no insurance, somebody suspend a driver license, things like that. And I'm thinking they have one of these cameras driving around because I have no idea how they could have found my car and towed
it
away.
Yeah, it would seem they'd be more likely to just jack it from your... It seemed like they'd be more likely to jack it from your driveway. That'd be the easiest way to find you.
Yeah.
It seems a little unusual they'd go at the grocery store.
What surprises me is you said you'd paid the meter and all that. Now, if a meter maid had come up and run your plate in order to give you a ticket, it might have alerted. But you said you paid the meter and all that, so that's what's
weird.
Odd to me.
Yeah, so that's what they are. These police state enforcement measures. They collect all this money and then invest it into crazy computer technology, which, you know, scans, I guess, everybody's license plates. And so that I guess it's a good business. You get cars for free that way. I'm also hearing another thing that I won't be able to even register another car until I pay a ticket. This is just conjecture. This is just hearsay, but... I might be in a situation where I might still owe the parking tickets and not have the car anymore either.
Yep, that's kind of the thing they're trying to do up here in some of the New Hampshire cities is make it so you can't register. But then again, why would you want to register with them anyway? You're already to the point where you understand that this is all just a violent criminal gang activity. You're trying to do whatever you can. You're learning that anything you try doesn't seem to have any effect. And that's why I wanted to invite you, and I think you already said you were a free stater, to come up here to New Hampshire where there are people that are willing to engage in right-to-travel kind of activities. You know, buy a junker car and just drive it around and expect it to get stolen. Head over to freestateproject.org and continue to inform us on what you try. Maybe something will work. Thanks for the call. Free Talk Live.
Do you want to own a brand new computer and improve your credit score at the same time? If you have less than perfect credit but can afford a weekly payment of $29.99 for just 12 months, then you're already approved for a brand new Dell or HP computer. Guaranteed. Bad credit? No problem. There's no credit check, so you won't be turned down. If you have a checking or savings account, then call right now for your brand new Dell or HP computer. Call 800-250-0146. Guaranteed Consumer Funding says you're approved. Give us a call today at 800-250-0146 to have your brand new computer shipped right to you. Call now and we will add a free Nintendo Wii game system. That's right, a free Nintendo Wii. But you must call now. So get the computer of your dreams today and improve your credit at the same time. Call 800-250-0146. That's 800-250-0146. Again, 800-250-0146.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Thank you.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Every moment remains enough time for your call. If you make it right now, 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian here.
And Dale.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features. We give them all away. So if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by becoming an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Get on board for as little as $3 a month and get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's continue taking your calls about whatever you want. Tom is in Charleston listening to WTKS. Charleston, West Virginia will be WVTS. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's Tom the Neocon. How are you guys doing?
Hey, Tom. What's on your mind tonight?
I was just going to say, I wish you guys would pay your parking tickets because, you know, how are they going to pay for my food stamps?
Well, the parking tickets actually only go to support the parking bureaucracy, which around here, as my understanding, still runs in the red regardless of how many tickets they give out. So,
I was going to say about religion. You know, I often think about religion and different philosophies, and I'm often think of the founding. A lot of founding fathers were classified as deists.
That's true.
They had a, belief that God made everything and then kind of left us to our own devices, you know, mm-hmm. to come up with our own way of dealing with things. And I kind of think that that kind of religious attitude, much like Quakerism, is a very homogenizing, it's a way to keep, I think it's cohesive, you know, it's not too specific, but at the same time, it's, you know, it's not a total washout. I mean, there are people with, I think that everybody has their own different beliefs, and I think that's what makes society great, is that we all have our own different versions of whatever, and I don't like to get into arguments over Baptist versus Methodist.
Well, yeah, I mean, it would be kind of boring if everybody believed the exact same thing, wouldn't it?
But I am going to start a Quaker dating service, though.
you'll get a lot of business from the New Hampshire and the Free State Project, apparently.
A Society of Friends with Benefits.
I like that. That's cute. Are you serious about that, or is that just a pun?
I'm just kidding. I'm in a happy mood tonight, so I thought I was
very good. Hey, you might as well be happy. Why not?
One more thing I want to ask you guys. So you were talking about the war on drugs. From a voluntarist, voluntarism or voluntarist point of view, how do you deal with somebody who is self-destructive or is in a community where they are maybe doing things that are both self-destructive and also that kind of tends to go out into the community? I mean, what's the attitude behind how do you deal with that? Because I know you have the freedom to be self-destructive. I mean, you have the freedom to destroy your life if you want, but is it ostracized? I mean, do you ostracize people or what's
the
attitude?
It depends on what we're talking about here. I mean, are we talking about, for instance, like a friend, family member that would be
a friend that was really abusing something. And I know, you know, I have my own problems with the war on drugs as a conservative.
I think that you approach it from a perspective of love and caring about that person. I mean, you're talking about somebody who you're close to or a friend or family member, to where if they're doing things with their life that you think is dangerous, and you care enough about them to sit down with them and talk to them and say, look, you know, I don't know if this is a real healthy behavior that you're doing. I understand that you're going to do what you're going to do, but I can tell you that as your friend, it makes me uncomfortable to be around you when you're engaging in this particular behavior. And I want what's best for you, and I want you to be happy. And if, you know, I'm willing to do whatever I can to help you get through this or get some help or whatever, just kind of approach them from that perspective. And if they still push you away after you've shown that you know, you're concerned about them as a friend, if they still push you away and say, well, you know, I want to go and shoot some heroin now, go away, I think at some point after you've exhausted your attempts to try to help, then I think at some point it would be appropriate for you to disconnect yourself from them, because if they're bringing you down, then that's a problem. That's affecting you. And I think that one of the things that I've heard recently that I really like, and it's a paraphrase of something I heard a long time ago, and that is that the people that you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. Another way to say that is the people that you associate with or are friends with will bring you up or bring you down. So eventually, if you're spending too much time on this person who's just kind of sucking your life and your attempts to help away and nothing is actually coming of that, then I think it makes sense to just say, look, you know, I love you and I care about you, but I can't stand to see this happening to you, so I'm just not going to talk to you until you get out of this.
There are stages. I mean, Ian's talking about a certain approach that can work, and there are different stages. There's all different sorts of things that can be done short of using violence against them. Assuming they haven't actually used violence against someone else, assuming they're just doing things, behavior that you don't approve of for whatever reason or that you think is bad and in general. And then there are all sorts of things that pressure us in one way or another to behave a certain way. And these aren't necessarily bad. You know, I seek the approval of certain people, and I want to interact with certain people, and I know that, you know, at some point I test the limits of their patience if I, you know, engage in certain behaviors. And so if I want to, and I think there's like stages of, well, you try to assist someone, get them help, get them support in getting over maybe an addiction or something that's causing, for whatever reason, is interfering with their life and their lives around them. You give them support, and then at some point it might reach a stage of tough love where you say, I'm going to withdraw support until you take responsibility for what you're doing.
And I think that's a whole lot better than the way we have it now, where we just basically throw people in jail.
Oh, yeah. That's the way it works now, and that doesn't solve any problems, because if you've ever actually been in jail, as I have for just a few days, and Sam has for a long time, Sam, our friend Sam from ObscuredTruth.com, was in for 58 days, you start to get to know these guys. You start to hear about their stories and how it is that they were busted. One guy was in there, was busted for a bull pack. It was his third time he'd been busted, and he had a bull pack's worth of marijuana on him, which is not a lot, and he went to jail for something like 30 days. He served out 20, and they let him out, because up here in New Hampshire, you can get out after two-thirds of the sentence. If it's over a 10-day sentence, you can get out after two-thirds are done. But still, 20 days in the slammer, and he wasn't talking about quitting when he got out. He was the whole time he was in there, he was talking about how the first thing he does when he gets out is going to smoke a big joint, you know? I mean, these guys, I mean, there are people that that work for the jail. They work outside the jail, and when they're outside the jail, they'll get their hands on cigarettes and things like that. They're not quitting, even though they're in there and they're maybe going through withdrawals. There was a guy who was in there was going through heroin with he had just been put in. We were in the holding area. He was going through heroin withdrawals all weekend. But he was ready to, as soon as he got out, ready to go get himself some more. So just because they're clean, as far as they're not necessarily getting their hands on the drugs they want inside the facility, even though that can be gotten around, doesn't mean they're going to stop when they get back out. Say again?
I said it's a waste of tax dollars.
Sure it is.
To do that. Yeah, exactly.
You're paying here in New Hampshire, it's over $80 a day to keep somebody in a jail cell.
That's probably a modest estimate, too. I mean, who knows how much it costs for the whole processing and everything.
Well, right. I'm only talking about keeping them in the jail. There's the courts and the police and all of the other bureaucracy and the prosecutor and all of the stuff they had to pay for to put them in the jail to get them to the jail in the first place, the sheriffs. All of that is an incalculable cost. But the very least we can look at that jail cost and say, this is insanity. Not only are they paying 80-something dollars a day to keep that person in jail, they're also sucking away the opportunity for that person to be making their life better on the outside. I mean, a lot of these guys have family members. They've got a loved one or two or three on the outside that was counting on them to bring home a
paycheck. The real damage is incalculable. The real damage to society is incalculable. It's just mind-boggling.
And so when they get out, they're angry at the world, they're angry at the system, they're angry at life, and there's just not a lot of rehab that's going on inside the system. It's very inhumane and very barbaric. Any other thoughts?
I agree.
Thanks for the call tonight, dude. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. It's
always a war, isn't it? A war on drugs, a war on poverty. Terror. Even when they're supposedly trying to help people, it's a war.
That's
like,
all the government knows
a
how
war
to do.
On poverty.
Well, like, what else does it know how to do?
I know. It's like if all you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail, right? I mean, violence for everything. Using violence, even the violent terminology, even when you're trying to do supposedly peaceful things like help poor people. Why is that a war? I mean, like, poverty is this vicious thing that's attacking, and so the only way you can attack back is violence. It's such a, the rhetoric itself is almost designed to get you in the mode of thinking about using violence to solve every problem. That's right. What it is. Whenever we look to government to solve our problems, we're looking to solve everything with violence.
The idea that that will result in anything positive in the long run is crazy, because violence just begets violence. And when you hurt these people that are drug users or drug dealers, you're not helping them. You're hurting them. You're putting them in jail cells. You're punishing their families. You're punishing their friends. You're punishing their business associates, all because they chose to alter their state of consciousness in a way that hasn't been approved of by the legislature.
Yeah.
It's madness. And it's been in here with you.
And Dale.
And don't forget to visit Dale on his website, anarchyinyourhead.com. And don't forget to visit our website, freetalklive.com. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.